Okay, folks, before everybody, only three people have to leave, like, instantaneously to get to the airport. I would ask that we give Afia the courtesy of hearing her report, if that would be all right for the rest of us, please. Yes, ma'am. Yes, of course. Okay. Thank you. Madam Secretary?
Thank you. This is the statement that I acquiesced in not making on yesterday as an affiliate, not as on behalf of the affiliate task force. The affiliate task force has submitted a written report to which I would add a couple things. One is that that Yvonne Dooley be recognized as the person who was to conceive the idea of Radio South and formulate the partnership with Pacifica. That's the first thing. Seems to be some problems with recognizing black people in this organization. There are other instances that I would address in the report, but I would.
What was the outcome of the last vote, please?
I'm sorry. It was 8 yes, 9 no, and 2 abstentions.
And so
the motion failed.
The motion failed. I'm sorry. Sorry for not making that clear.
Thank you. I just wanted it to be clear.
Sorry.
No problem. But even more to the point, I wanted to. I want, first of all, to thank the Pacifica people who have responded to the campaign for the survival of WMXP, a Pacifica affiliate, and I've spent the past years focusing on Pacifica and not enough time focusing on WMXP, for which we are now suffering. So those who came forward to address the gap, I want, again, to say thank you. I didn't want anyone to think that the the white males who were rounded up to call in yesterday after staff and task force had neglected to give notice of the opportunity to call in, an opportunity which I created over the objection of those who, many of those who at this point would use it for personal advancement and aggrandizement. I want to thank Otis and John for apparently at this point perfecting the use of the technology for that purpose, the purpose being to make sure that affiliates have the opportunity to speak directly to the PMB as opposed to having it filtered for, again, the professional benefit and or aggrandizement of opportunists who've interposed themselves between the affiliates and the board. I have, in addition to, and secondly to, with regard to the technical staff, to express recognition for the response to my five-year demand on behalf and consistent with the request of the affiliates to enhance and automate AudioPort. Given our position, our station, WMXP, Greenville, South Carolina's position at this point, we have been unable to test the consistency between the request and level of development, but I have received reports of pleasure and in large measure satisfaction. So I want to recognize them for that in light of the fact that I've badgered them, as they would say, for the past 5 years, demanding that. Third, I would continue my request that a survey be conducted of the affiliates. There was one conducted in 2002, another one in 2007, and we have repeatedly requested that a current one be taken for the purposes of understanding and learning what the affiliates needs in fact are, and not just that of the staff or those who have taken over the affiliates task force and presented themselves and opposed themselves in our positions. I understand that there is a plan to do a survey. However, that plan has had the urgency that is consistent with non-affiliates in light of the fact that we are, first of all, disproportionately underrepresented among especially low-power FM applications, and we are among the highest percentage that go dark even after a license has been awarded. That has not been addressed at any point by the Affiliates Task Force, and it seems, or the program, and it seems that that is clearly an area, critical area, if we are going to grow the market, to use shorthand. The previous practice of having the elected representatives of the affiliates appear and participate and indeed, as far as I'm concerned, lead the meetings of affiliates at the NFCB and grassroots radio conference as the elected representatives, I think it's very clear that if we use a labor analogy, you would not have the bosses representing the workers and claiming that that is an appropriate process. That is what has been in place for the past 2 years, and I challenge Pacifica to stop that practice and to give affiliates the opportunity to represent ourselves and to be in direct communication with our representatives. And in such instances where a station representative is unable, the station does not have the resources to pay for that the Pacifica representative to appear, that Pacifica provide at a minimum some of the funds necessary to do that. Lastly, that I raised the question as to whether or not Pacifica has lost its way. Building stations, that's called Prometheus. There's no better organization in the United States that builds community radio stations better than Prometheus. Should the limited staff and time of the affiliate program be allocated to learning how to build radio stations and being unavailable to actually do the work that the affiliates need, namely access to programming, the distribution of our and sister station programming? I think not. I would, in closing, also call for the creation of the NFCB Pacifica Partnership, buying co-op, and equipment exchange, which is another sorely needed device that affiliates need. I have heard for the past 5 years that that is going to be done. In 5 years, it hasn't been done. I would urge that the task force and the program be challenged to raise that to the top of the list. The provision of technical assistance, as is expressly listed in the mission of the program, be addressed and more available to the membership. These are demands that are longstanding actual affiliates, and I would ask that they be addressed.
Thank you, Afia. Teresa?
I would like to encourage the board members to read the affiliate report that came out from Campbell and Heather. It was, since Heather is not here to deliver it, I know it was sent to the board, so look for that. And in regard to your comment that white males were rounded up, we sent invitations to all the affiliates numerous times on grassroots radio conference listserv and also Pacifica Announce, which go to all of the affiliates, general managers, and program directors, I believe, receive that.
Thank you.
as an afterthought and with the wrong telephone number, and could, while all of this other palavra propaganda was being fabricated, would have given the members adequate time to arrange to be on a call. The members, not the hand-picked tokens.
Thank you. Okay, Campbell, go ahead. We need to adjourn the meeting in a moment. So,
yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. And, Afia, I certainly appreciate and I believe instructed in regard to some of the comments that you've made here. And some of these, I think, are critically important, and certainly we need to do better. We've been working on putting together a survey that would not be too onerous on folks, that would provide useful, meaningful information, and this is what we are going to be going forward with. And I would trust that you've been involved and aware of the drafts that have come round to the affiliates task force. And this is something that I feel confident, at least in so far as my engagement and awareness, that we've been very assertive in trying to be inclusive. And I recall several mentions of Yvonne Dooley, and I think that whatever additional recognitions from the ones I can recall in New York last year that we had should be made. And everybody who's made a major contribution to the affiliates network, to the growth of community radio, shouldn't be ignored or at all, you know, minimized. I don't want to take up too much time with it, but I certainly do support the notion of a buying cooperative. This is the kind of thing WPFW could use. We need some equipment, and we probably have some equipment that maybe somebody else would be able to use.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Well, thank you, Campbell. I've got Nia wanted to make a brief comment, and Lydia?
Mine's unrelated. Mine's about the governance. About the committees.
Okay, let Nia comment, please. We're over time, I know. Just let me let Nia speak and Lydia.
Okay. Bill is in a hurry, and I guess you have the list. I'd like for you to read the committee list off, please.
We can do that. Before we read it, let me just find out what Lydia...
So my recommendation is that given that there's a notice to rescind, but I think that there can still be some movement forward if the chair... contacts conveners where there aren't two members from that particular station, and then if the motion succeeds, since directors can attend meetings anyway, right, but where there's two seats, that they be respected and that those directors realize that they might not be able to continue sitting on that committee, but you can at least move forward the conveners, because we have very few everybody's going to be elected from LSB and so forth, and it doesn't have to be right now at the meeting.
We'll be meeting in 2 weeks. I think we'll be able to move things forward.
No, but the LSB meetings, some are before that and so forth. So
I'll take
saying, just look at the list. When it's a station, pick a convener from a station that where you don't have more than one member, and then the transition either way can be easily facilitated.
Thank you, Lydia and Ivan. I'm going to read the list, Nia. Yeah,
I want to say that those who oppose opening the process, I'm talking about having more than two, I respect your perspective, and I respect your view, and I'm more in line with you. But the matter of fact is that the bylaws, I mean, the language is the language. And I think that how we deal with this issue will help us to determine if we are working for the station or not. And I think that we should come together and try to compromise. But this is it, and I'm gonna see how we're gonna deal with this.
Thank you, Evan. Okay, so just for everyone's edification, before we adjourn, actual committees are audit committee, coordinating committee, elections committee, finance committee, governance committee, personnel committee, programming committee, technology committee. We then have task forces. I'm sorry, the committee of inclusion is separate. Folks, nerves are all snapping at this point. Technology committee. The task forces are affiliates, archives, development, the financial recovery and audit task force, And I think, is anti-racism and sexism, is that a task force?
Racism, sexism,
yeah,
that's a committee.
Okay.
It's a committee.
It is a committee. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Very good. Thank you. So those are the lists. I can disseminate that through our list as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you.
That was my question.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to read off what they were again. No. I think, frankly, I was going to say, I'm going to distribute this electronically. This is going to take too long. People are going to start missing their flights. Yes, of course. I'll ask the hotel to make us some copies. Carolyn and...
Yeah, we have two members missing. I feel this vote was inappropriate.
We're not voting.
The microphone, please. On the other hand, reading that list, I think it's not appropriate now because
we're not voting, and we didn't...
And the list, well, that's quite appropriate. Has yet to be completed.
All I did was, okay, folks, stop. Everybody, please, 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 please. Okay, I'll take a point of order.
Okay.
Those people were here for the vote.
That's not a point of order. I have a point of information.
I'll take a point of information, please.
Thank you. Are there any committees that are contested, such as finance, which only requires one person? Is there any elections that need to be had?
Oh, there was something like eight committees that had more people from various signals areas signing up, and that's why I'm not reading.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Talking about
time.
The ones that are restricted, like finance, specifically by the bylaws, without interpretation.
And what are you asking, Wesley?
I'm asking if there are any.
May I see that, please?
Okay, we voted that there's many on the, you can put as many on the committee as you want.
That isn't what we voted.
Yeah, we did.
Folks, we need to adjourn. I would like to continue discussing. What we voted, the motion lost that was making
so
an interpretation on that. I do believe we need to have our lawyer actually really read it and give us back a full interpretation. I know that. I'm saying we didn't vote on that. What?
I called to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, which one do you want her to do? Do you want her to read the settled ones, or do you want to go back into a
thank
debate
you.
About the...
No, what I was going to say was, to save time, since I had challenged Bill to the... Finance Committee, since there is no doubt that this is only can be one person, rather than have an election, I decided that I would rather be on Audit Committee.
Oh, excellent. I was going back over to Audit and letting Ken stay on Finance, so.
Okay,
well, that takes care of one. That'll take care of each election that we get rid of through actually talking to each other, if that ends up what we have to do, will save us time, nonetheless. Revelin?
I'd just like to thank the public for coming back and
yes.
saying because of time, I'm sorry we could not hear you again, but thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, before we got into this, and I will distribute this list to everyone so that we can see where there are contention. Yes, of course. Okay. Let me just adjourn. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the stream still. I'd like to thank my colleagues for being here for this four-day meeting, for working long hours, and for continuing to serve Pacifica and the foundation and the mission statement and your local radio station. So thank you. And I would like to thank the public for coming out here to speak to us and the public that's listening on the stream. This concludes the January in-person annual board meeting at the beginning of this year's term for 2012 here in Los Angeles, California. Thank you to everybody. Have
and
a great
thank you, Summer,
trip
and
home.
KBFK. Thank you for your hard work, Summer.
Thank you, Revelin.
Thank you.
Yes.